You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense. Stay within your limits. Go to GameSense.AB.ca. MLB, Steve, how you doing?
Doing good, Jason. How are you?
Hey, I'm excellent, man. It's there's been some great baseball lately. I want to start, though, with the the story of the year, or definitely lately, since late May, and the Milwaukee Brewers, who are absolutely on fire. They've won 12 in a row here. They lit up Skeens, for goodness sakes, and put up double-digit runs on the Pirates a few days ago. They've won 11 consecutive two different times in a season, which rarely happens in MLB. And to add to it, they're a bottom 10 team in payroll. They're not buying their way or spending huge money here. They're just building a team that wins. What do you make of the Brew Crew?
I think it's a great story, and you've got to love everything that you listed about them. They're the underdog in a sport that people, a lot of critics say, is ruled by the teams that can spend the most money. And the Brewers are proving at least there's one team, that doesn't have to outspend everybody to be really, really good. And, the trades that they make, but the guy that's really spurring them right now, one of them at least, is Andrew Vaughn, who they picked up, off the Chicago White Sox that the White Sox didn't even want. So, I mean, that's how, you've got to have some of those breaks, and the Brewers are making their own, and they have the best record in baseball.
Are both New York teams in trouble? The Mets and the the Mets have the fewest inning pitched from their starters. I think it is for the last 4 months by a significant amount here. Like they just can't get their starters to go deep at all.
Yeah, was it 12 out of 14 losses in a row? And then last night they were up 6-0 on the Braves and ended up losing 11-6. So yeah, the Mets, it's really tough for them now. The problem, though, even despite all of this, the Mets and the Yankees both still in playoff position. So yeah, there's an opportunity to salvage the season for them completely. We saw what happened, the Yankees kind of limped into the playoffs last year, Mets as well, and both ended up going to the league championship series. So there's still hope for them. But if you're a fan of the Mets or a fan of the Yankees, it's enough to make you pull your hair out more than once. And it's terribly frustrating because we've seen them play better. They have played better all, to this point in the season. We've seen glimpses of what they can do when things work everything together. But right now, none of that's happening.
Steve, the Yankees or the Mets, if you had to pick, and you look at the race, the Yankees in the they're one game up on Cleveland. And, they're right there. They're not far behind the Red Sox at all, but they're a game up on Cleveland for the final wild card spot right now. And the Reds are one game back of the Mets for the final wild card spot. Which team would you be more concerned with missing the playoffs?
I think, the Yankees probably, just because that American League East division, as we get toward the end of the regular season and teams tend to play their division opponents more, you're going to have to face, if the Yankees, you're going to have to face the Blue Jays, you're going to have to face the Red Sox, the Rays. That's a tough road. In the National League East, the Mets still have to contend with the Phillies, but otherwise, the Braves are down, the Nationals are down. So, I think right now the Yankees, they have issues with starting pitching. Their ace, Max Fried, in the first half is nowhere close to what he was. And because of the problems with the starting pitching, they can't get any depth, putting more pressure on the bullpen. The guys that they picked up to bolster that bullpen at the trade deadline seem to be faltering and not giving them anything. And, it's basically Aaron Judge and who on the offense. So, yeah, I think the Yankees are maybe in more trouble than even the Mets, who I think can write things with, Juan Soto and Pete Alonso and all of that. I think the Mets are better positioned to kind of right the ship here in the last month and a half.
Yeah, the one thing about the Yankees, their final 10 games of the year against the Orioles and the White Sox, 7 games against the Orioles. But now the Orioles' record right now doesn't look great, but that's because they had such an awful start. Their last 40 games, they've been way better than what their overall record states. And so it's it is interesting. It's kind of funny when, you know, you look at New York and both teams, like the Mets obviously spent huge on Juan Soto, and, you know, that necessarily hasn't worked. One team, and I know the contract hasn't kicked in yet, but Vladdy Guerrero and his contract, and really just the Jays overall, like Guerrero's been absolutely shredding it since the All-Star break. Once again, he shows he's a better second-half player than he is in the first half. Why? I'll never figure it out, but he is. When you look at the Jays, though, like Max Scherzer, that's 5-6 really good starts in a row for the 41-year-old.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, that's the key for the Blue Jays to go deep into October. You know, the starting rotation has been fairly solid. You know, you can't say that anybody's a Cy Young candidate, but if you add Scherzer pitching the way that he has to Barrios and Gausman and Bassett, you know, guys will generally go out and give you 5-6 solid innings to start the game. And, you know, maybe the wild card in all of this is Shane Bieber. You know, does he come back and join that rotation? And if so, I mean, then you've really got one that may be one of the better ones in the American League, maybe in all of baseball. So, yeah, Scherzer's been outstanding. And that's been the secret of the Jays all season long. Yes, Vladdy's having, you know, a 6-win season so far, but nobody else has really even approached what he's done and contributed in that statistical fashion. It's been role players. It's been everybody contributing. And it's a lot of times it's a different hero every night. And that's kind of what makes a year special when you can get that on a nightly basis throughout the year.
Yeah, well, when Dalton Varsho's hitting 12 home runs in 33 games,
yeah,
like, you know, he's on, that's like a 60 home run pace in the full season. Like, obviously, he's not going to maintain it, but in the few games he's played, man, he's been giving them a huge pop, because the Jays, they don't beat you with the long ball by anybody individually. They just beat you by, like, they kind of play small ball. Same with the Brewers.
Yeah, indeed. And, you know, it's not one of those overdogs, you know, everybody talking about the Dodgers and the Yankees before the season started. You could not predict that the Jays would have, you know, the Nathan Lucases, the Addison Bargers, yes, and guys like that come in, Ernie Clement, and be as valuable as they have all season long. And they've just been getting contributions from everybody.
Yeah, it's been impressive. Steve Gardner, looking at Steve, the Boston Red Sox, and they obviously had a really slow start, but they picked up things. They went on a real good run there. They got themselves in second place in the division. They're currently in a wild card spot. Was this just inevitable, or is there early season funk still a concern at all for you?
I don't know. I mean, coming into the season, the Red Sox felt like a team on the rise that was going to bounce back from a bad year last year. The young players that they had coming up through the minor leagues were all very talented. And I think we've kind of seen a breakthrough from Roman Anthony. And he's given them not only, you know, a spark in the second half, but once they traded Rafael Devers, it gave Anthony a chance to play every day. And he's just blossomed. And now that whole roster is coming together. They don't have to worry about, you know, finding spots for people and shuffling the defense around and who's going to DH every day. It's a better team. It's a more comfortable team. And you don't really see it very often, but it seems like the Devers trade was addition by subtraction because of the way that it kind of sparked this Red Sox team. So now when you've got Garrett Crochet going out to the mound, I still think behind him in the rotation, they're a little bit shaky. But this team has just been playing so well and so together. It looks like this team is going to be, you know, in strong position to go into the playoffs and into, you know, maybe deep in October.
Yeah. Looking at it right now, if you had to pick, who would you pick today to be in the World Series?
I'll tell you what, I'm really liking what Seattle is doing. And now they're not in first place, but they're just a game behind the Astros. They're battling back and forth there. I think, obviously, it's going to be a wide-open American League. There's no dominant team. There's no super team. But I really like, you know, Seattle went out, got Eugenio Suarez. Cal Raleigh has had an MVP caliber season, and the pitching has always been good. It's been the hitting that's been the problem for Seattle. So I just have this feeling that the Mariners might make it to, you know, somewhere where the franchise has never been in their entire history, making it to the World Series. So I'll throw them out there. And now with the Padres taking over first in the West from the Dodgers, that's kind of thrown all of the preseason thoughts turned it upside down. I think the Brewers obviously have been great. Can they keep it up? That's a question. I still think the Dodgers are going to be in it when it's all said and done, just because they're getting their starting pitchers back. That rotation is going to be, you know, a force to be reckoned with, I think, as we get into September and October, and the offense maybe hasn't even kicked it in, and they have Shohei Ohtani. So I would not be surprised to see a West Coast World Series between the Mariners and the Dodgers.
Mariners and the Dodgers. All right, we shall see. Steve, great stuff, man. Enjoy the stretch run of the season. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.